know, our goal is to make it where these are people that you would feel comfortable of them either directing or managing a company or flying an aircraft that you would put your family in and trust to get you there safely. So we want to treat them good, but we also want them to be the best at what they do. And if they can learn anything from my mistakes or from my experience, that's great. So.
I hope you don't make a lot of mistakes in the aviation teaching industry.
No, not too much. But what you, it's kind of funny. It's a conundrum, really. You want people, you don't want people in aviation to make mistakes. But once they make that mistake, you want them to learn about it and to be able to express it to other ones. You know, and it usually starts with "there I was," and I always joke one of the biggest ways you know there's going to be an accident is they usually start with the words "Hey, watch this." So, but you want to make sure that you impart on them that it's okay to make mistakes, as long as they know how to either correct it or to, you know, be able to tell that a mistake's coming up. That's the big key, is that, hey, look, it's bad weather, I'm kind of tired, we're going to just not, you know, I know I'm 5 minutes late, but we're just going to go around and try it again, type of thing. So, yeah.
I do prefer the thought of a second try rather than, oh, look, we'll make it work this time. How many students do you deal with? How many students do you have in your classes, Ron?
Roughly, I do a lot online, but anywhere from about 10... Oh, it just depends. Most of my students, we have a flex mode and then a face-to-face mode, and probably 10 to 25 is a good number.
Okay.
Probably got about 100 students total all up, and then I have quite a few Start Uni Now students. That's our students that start in high school, so I get to deal with them at that level as well. I probably got about 15 of those, so that's pretty exciting. They're just starting out, and we're able to get them at the age of 15 or 16. So.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's when their passion is good, and they've got plenty of time to learn about it. So yeah, it's pretty exciting, and yeah, it's good.
What about the days of technology? I mean, they encroach on just about everything these days. Making your life easier or harder, and your life being not only, of course, the lecturer, but the pilot of an aircraft.
It makes it easier in a lot of ways, but it also makes it. Not harder, but it makes it harder when things go wrong, because it's just like cruise control. You push a button and the plane pretty much will do everything for you. Well, that's great if everything's working right, but you know, you can't pull over in the middle of at 20,000 feet and fix something. So if you lose the computer or you have a lightning strike and it causes an issue, or you know, we've had some recent ones with engines on A380s, then that's when the human can jump in and take over and make it where it works. And there's all kinds of examples of that. And really, we used to be the first line of defense because it was all human operated. Now we're the last line. When everything else fails, the human pretty much steps in and takes over and says, hey, look, I can land this thing. And with or without the computer, with or without that third engine or fourth engine.
The mix of male and female students, still predominantly male?
Yeah, it's still predominantly male, and if there's any women out there, we'd love to have you. It's still predominantly male. It's one of those core five-year-old dream jobs when you're a kid, isn't it? I mean, what do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny? And the answer is always fireman, policeman, you know, I want to be a soldier, or I want to be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's usually from the male side of it. It's I don't know if it's the control or the excitement or the freedom. I think a lot of it's the nostalgia. When I think of flying, I think of the scarf in the air and the open cockpit. Of course, most planes don't have open cockpits anymore. But, you know, everybody understands that not everybody can do flying. So I think that's kind of the... I think that's kind of the gist, but it is. I'm trying to break through the woman and men barrier. I just did some research on that with glass cockpits, and it's still there, it's alive and well, and it's just one of those things we'll have to deal with. But hopefully, we can change that.